Good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog or television station?
No.
And are you at least 18 years old and registered to vote?
Yes.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
African American.
Thank you. And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
I'm over 18. I'm 62 years old.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably
definitely not vote? Definitely.
And now, please, rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. It's a 10, okay? Now, what is the reason you rated your motivation to vote a 10, extremely motivated? In a few words.
Because I have the right to vote.
Okay. I have the right to vote. Thank you. And now thinking about the direction the country is headed in. Generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as President of the United States? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve? Strongly approve or just somewhat? Okay. Thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, will you say your wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind with the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can't really get ahead?
You said right at the point where you can't really get ahead.
Yeah, keeping up, falling behind, or getting ahead?
I was keeping up.
And now I'm going to read you a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering how to vote for in the upcoming election for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 again how important a voting issue is for you. Use a 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it's important at all. The first issue, taking greater action to combat climate change, making us less dependent for fossil fuels, and building a clean energy future. From 0 to 10, how important is that issue?
A 10.
The next one, reforming the criminal justice system to stop racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable. From 0 to 10?
A 10.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. How important? From 0 to 10?
10. 10 is the highest, right?
Correct. 10 is the most important issue. And the last four, creating more affordable housing and addressing homelessness. From 0 to 10, how important?
That should be 100%, but 10.
Okay, 10. The last three, investing in Medicaid to provide more access to home care and better wages to home care workers.
A 10.
The last two, fighting back against racism and discrimination.
A 10. That should be
the last one. Ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected. Okay, and now we're almost done with the survey. We're 60%. Thank you so much for your time. Thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You may choose two. I have stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, improving K-12 public school and making college more affordable, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, stopping our hard fought for rights and freedom for being rolled back, or the last three, tackling inflation and improving the economy, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, or the last one, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president.
I can only choose one.
Yeah, you may choose two. But
okay.
What do you think first the election should be most about? From the list.
Most about.
I know all are important.
Tell me the last one. What was the last one?
The last one was bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president.
That's my first one. And my second one is making... Go ahead.
Justin, which is the second one?
College. College. The one you think about.
Improving K through 12 public schools and making college more affordable,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
It's a lot of more I would do, but yes.
Yeah, I know all are important, but those two are the most important right now. And I'd like
to
get your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay? The first one is Hakeem Jeffries, from 0 to 100. How would you rate him?
Isn't that the one that's from...
If you don't have an opinion of him, it's not a problem.
I do have an opinion.
Based on what you know about Hakeem Jeffries,
100%.
How would you rate him? 100%. Kamala Harris, from 0 to 100?
100%.
Democrats in Congress, Democrats in general?
100.
J.D. Vance, from 0 to 100? J.D. Vance. Do you recognize the candidate?
The name sounds familiar. I'm trying to... 50%.
50, okay. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Cornel West?
You said Vance. Did you say Vance? J.D. Vance?
Yes. J.D. Vance.
That's the one. That's a zero.
Zero? Okay.
That's the one as vice president he run. That's zero. Donald Trump is zero.
Okay. J.D. Vance, zero, and Donald Trump, zero. The last two, Cornel West, from 0 to 100.
50%.
The last one, Barack Obama.
100%.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. For whom will you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kamala.
And generally speaking, if the elections for Congress were held today, for whom will you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. And for each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. Just two. The first one. I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree. Okay, and the next one. I am worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of racism attacks against her because she's a black woman. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree. Okay. And now I'd like to read you some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressed in their community. Please tell me how do you think we'll be better at handling these issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris? I have 5 issues. The first one is protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. Do you think Harris is much better handling that issue? Somewhat better, Trump somewhat better, or
she's
Trump
better.
Much better?
Harris is better.
Much better or just somewhat?
Much better.
The next one, improving K through 12 public school education. Harris or Trump?
Harris is much better.
Much better. The last three, implementing common sense gun reform that helps to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Harris is much better. She should be a prosecutor.
Last two?
She's much better. Mm-hmm.
Fixing the immigration system.
Harris is much better.
The last one, maternal health issues and the disproportionate negative health outcomes for black women.
Negative.
Harris much better? Harris
much
somewhat
better?
Much better. And now we're 85%. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. This is basically the last part. I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate it using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that it's very convincing reasons to vote. 5 made it somewhat convincing reason and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? And just two statements. The first one, we can use our vote to improve K-12 education in our communities and grow opportunities for our young people. With our vote, we can demand more equitable education funding so that the quality of public school isn't dependent on its zip code. We can demand higher teacher pay so that can get the best teachers, more up-to-date technology, and better after-school activities. With the power of our vote, we can improve educational outcomes for our children. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
10.
And last one, some politicians in Washington are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off entitlement programs, ignoring that we spend a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. It's important that we vote for leaders who will protect our retirement security. From 0 to 10, how important was that? How convincing?
It's very convincing. Important to have somebody.
Okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't. But let me ask you again. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote this year. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
A 10.
Okay. And I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Okay. The first one is Twitter. Yes or no?
Twitter. No.
Instagram?
No.
In the past 2 days? Facebook?
No.
TikTok?
No. Oh, TikTok.
And
yes,
YouTube.
I did TikTok.
Okay. And YouTube in the past 2 days?
YouTube, yes.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11 grade high school?
Four years of college.
Thank you.
4 years of
and
college.
Are you married, unmarried, living with partner,
married.
Single, separated?
Married.
Thank you.
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of
yes.
age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
I have a son that's 20.
Okay. And how would you describe
he's in college. He comes back. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, but any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Or
no, not 18 years younger. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban. Suburban.
Yes, urban, suburban, or rural?
The first two is a mixture, but I guess I'd say suburban.
Okay. And aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often will you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
I go every Sunday, and then I go a couple of days during the week. So I guess you
say
1 to 2 days a week.
Correct. Once or twice a month or every week?
Huh?
Every week? Will you say every week?
Every week, yes.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
And which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, or disabled, unemployed, student? Okay.
Employed. I'm going to say retired one day, but employed.
Okay, and this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion
All
is
right.
extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.